Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
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 Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me on the Game Brain podcast if you like board games the way I do. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi.
Hi, sweetums. How you doing today?
Are you?
I'm
good.
Great,
How's
thanks.
Everything going over there? Everything good?
Everything is absolutely great. We're talking some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today. I also want to make a shameless plug, like I did yesterday, for the article I wrote for The Dip that ranks all the cast members of Love Island UK, the current season, from worst to best. These are the cast members up to Casa Amor. If you watch the show, you know what that means. I don't know anything that has happened since Casa Amor, because I know in Britain they're like 2 weeks ahead. So I don't know that. So if I said that someone was number one and then it turns out they're a huge douchebag, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Okay. But that's the fun of those things. Go check that out on The Dip if you like Love Island UK. Okay. Love Island UK. Okay.
Yeah. Well, everybody, today is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Day, and what a day it is. Big episode. This is the episode where shit starts hitting the fan with Erica, and everyone starts to question whether Erica has been telling them the truth this whole time or just setting herself up, setting her defense up while using everybody else to do it on the show.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Well. Whoa, it's not a good look, okay? So the episode opens up. We've just had this moment. We're in La Quinta at Kyle's house where... Garcelle has just said, well, Erica says, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this, that Tom calls her. And Erica's like, well, you just did, but go ahead. It's just my life. You just did. And she loses her mind. She starts sobbing.
You betrayed the friendship, but go ahead.
She starts basically turning into Reza. She's like,
I've tried to be open and honest.
You have not tried to be open and honest. I'm sorry. You have not tried to be open and honest because we've watched you on this show for years and years. And you, I mean, I don't know about the honesty thing, but you're not open. You are not an open person. I'm sorry. You're not.
So last week we were saying it seems like this was a fight with production, right? Because
yes.
She was so pissed. Well, it turns out, we don't know true. So Lisa Rinna put out an Instagram that said something along the lines of, wow, I wish they hadn't cut the huge fight that Erica was having with producers because that would have been really amazing. Because apparently they re-edited. This came from a Page Six article. Who were sources? Who knows? You know. It's so weird that they got rid of Lisa Vanderpump, but they still have this pesky source over.
Yeah, they still have leaks.
Beverly Hills. Isn't that crazy?
So strange.
So some source over there was telling Page Six that the whole conversation about Erica saying Tom called her was a conversation she had privately off camera with Crystal, and then the producers. That's why the scene they were walking away. Right. Mm-hmm. You don't see their mouths moving. They show them walking away down the hill while this conversation takes place. And that the producers told Garcelle to bring it up, which is why Garcelle continues to bring it up. Like she brings it up and then Erica ignores it. Well, it doesn't ignore it, but just like blows it off and puts on lipstick. And then she brings it up again. And then that's why Erica gets pissed because she's like forcing her to.
Right. And I think that Crystal said on her somewhere on social media over the past week, I think Crystal said, that she did defend Garcelle because people were like, why did Crystal just let Garcelle look like an asshole? And then after Erica went to the bathroom, Crystal was like, oh yeah, no, Erica told me not to say anything, but Garcelle wasn't in the car yet. So she didn't know that. People are like, why didn't Crystal say that? Like, why didn't Crystal defend Garcelle in that moment? I think that Crystal said that she did, but it was cut out of the show. So,
but then they cut it out today too because she didn't do it in this episode either in the continuation of the scene, which I thought was really interesting. It's like Erica's not there. When Erica's not there, Crystal says, yeah, but Erica didn't hear. What's her buzz?
Garcelle didn't hear.
And then when Erica's there, she never says it in front of Erica, which is weird because she says it two or three times, but just never in front of Erica. So that was kind of odd.
I also don't know why it had this sort of reaction. I mean, later on, they're all saying, well, it's because the LA Times article came out. That was really what was on her mind. It could have been anyone. But still, I mean, when Erica's sitting here talking about an affair and this crazy, you know, Herbie the love bug story about Tom driving around the cliff, going off the side of it and everything, all these crazy lurid things. And then Garcelle says something that to me is not that shocking. You know, it's not surprising at all. It's not crazy. I don't understand why this is what elicited that response. And yes, given that this is still ultimately Erica's story to tell and she can share what she wants to when she wants to, I still think, like, you're also on a reality show and you knew what you were signing up to. You played this game for a few years.
The problem, I think, is that Erica's just been caught in another lie. I mean, she's on here saying Tom is the best thing that ever happened to her. He's the most supportive person ever. He's let her follow her dreams. He took her in when she was a single mom. He did everything. Then the next minute, he's a cheating bastard and she hates his guts. Then she says she hasn't called him because she just left like a thief in the night and never spoke to him again because that bastard finally pushed her too far with his affairs. And then it turns out, no, she didn't do that. It was because he had mental incapacities because of possible Alzheimer's or whatever. So that's why she left and never called. And now she's saying that Tom still calls her every day. And she's like, come on, buddy, you can't be calling me, which is showing her as being kind of loving towards Tom. So she's catching herself in millions of lies, basically, is what I also think happened. And
yes,
they're forcing her to talk about it in front of everybody on camera after an entire weekend, well, 2 days or whatever, of having to talk about this shit on camera over and over. And I think she's just pissed at this point.
Well,
it's like, am I giving you people enough? Haven't I given you enough? Like, no.
She didn't seem to really have this reaction when Rinna really had kind of a same line of, like, Rinna has been messy. Like, Garcelle was being a little messy, really not that messy, but Rinna's messy, way messier than this. And I've never seen Erica ever like give Rinna a slap on the wrist for, you know,
no, because
like maybe
Rinna's
that's Denise's thing to say, you know?
No, because Rinna's setting her up to give the answers that Erica wants to give. Like,
yes.
Rinna's already talked to Erica, so she's giving her the questions that Erica wants to answer to make herself look good and Tom look like he's heavily incapacitated for his trial and do all the stuff that Erica's obviously at this point. Like, I think it's pretty obvious at this point.
I just
like
want
that she's trying to spin stories that are going to be used later against them, you know, as to saying Tom has this mental problem and blah, 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 blah. So obviously she's been spinning. So Rinna's asking questions, but it's only to make Erica look like a victim and Tom look like a monster.
I just want Andy at the reunion to say something, ask a question along the lines of, seeing how upset it made you when Garcelle divulged something that you felt was yours to share, do you have any regrets about how the Denise situation was handled by your friends? That's what I would really like to be asked. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this all comes down to me just wanted to get, like, petty amends for the Denise situation.
But she won't, because Erica was in on that. Erica was treating Denise
of course.
Like shit, too, because
of course,
Erica didn't like that Denise was insinuating that she was cursing in front of her daughter and that she said the threesome thing about her daughter. And then when Erica said, I'm sorry, or whatever, and then she brought it up again, and she's like, oh, now you're coming for me, Denise? You better watch it, bitch. I'm going to come for you. And so that's Erica. You know, it's like these fights.
No, I'm saying that. It's like Erica's is a total hypocrite about these situations, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, we should actually start the episode. So Garcelle, Garcelle's like, I mean, I would never want to hurt her. I mean, she's already going through a lot. But I mean, I was never told not to say these things. And Crystal's like, yeah, Garcelle didn't hear that, you know, Erica asked me not to share it. And I'm sure if Garcelle had heard that, she wouldn't have shared it. And Kyle's like, I don't even know why if Tom had called Erica that, it would be like, had called Erica, it would be that big of a deal. I mean, obviously you're married all these years. I mean, your husband's going to try to call you. I mean, that's normal. You know, Kyle, actually, now that I say it out loud, Kyle has sort of the same reaction as me, which does scare me for me. Like, I'm a little concerned every time I align with Kyle, I always get a little concerned for myself.
Well, Erica has just thrown a fit, and so just like a child does to get the attention off of whatever shit they just did wrong, she throws a fit and now comes out and everybody's hugging her and, you know, yeah. all this. And then Kathy, basically proving that she's the best person on this show, goes, "Does anyone want tacos?" Which yeah, is really just, all anybody needs to hear in any kind of an emergency situation, you know?
She clears the tacos away, and then it's just like this awkward silence. So Rinna does one of those performative sighs. She goes,
"Wow, this is someone else's fault. Whoa, how is someone else in trouble? Wow.
So Erica's like,
"It's just that this is very hard, and this is a hard time in my life. It's hot in my life.
And Rinna goes, "Just breathe. I'm sorry it happened. It was fucked up. So Garcelle's like, "Fuck this bitch."
Did you catch that Kyle was completely zoned out and bored?
No, I didn't.
Erica's doing her fake crying thing, and Kyle's just like, zoned out on a wall, just like, why are we still doing this? So Garcelle gets up and she's like, "You know what? I'm going to leave. I'm just going to go." And Kathy's like, "Don't leave, Kyle. Kyle, this is your house. Where are you going?"
Oh, sorry. I still get confused a little bit. Wait, Garcelle, please don't leave. Please don't leave. Before I give you this list, I need some chia seeds and I also need another fan. Thanks.
Going to need some fish oil pills. That would be great. Yeah, so Garcelle's like, "Yeah, this pisses me off because I don't think Rinna's giving me the benefit of the doubt." Well, guess what? That's what you get for going against Rinna, because now Rinna is going to act like she wants to be friends with you and then completely dogpile you the second she can. Right?
Yep.
Because that's how it works. Like, she's been waiting for this moment and now she can get everybody against you.
Yeah. And so Kathy keeps saying, Can you stay?
Are you leaving because I don't have straws here? Because that's actually a pretty good reason.
Yeah, that's understandable. So she's like, "You know, it wasn't my attention. You know, she's sharing a lot, you know, and so Kathy's like, come sit down for a minute. Come on, sit down." So Garcelle's
I'm only gonna be awake for 5 more minutes. So just give me that.
Just do that, you know? So
Garcelle's like, "Look, you're important to me, Erica, and this isn't important enough for me to, you know, like, you think I did this intentionally? I mean, come on." And Erica's like, It's okay. You don't need to leave. And so she's done what she needed to do. She's thrown such a fit that now everyone is going to feel terrible if she has to talk about this anymore.
Yes, right? Exactly. So Kyle's like, "Whatever's going on with Erica right now has to be major. I mean, she looks broken. Okay, like my spice jars. She's basically like some poppy seeds on the floor of my kitchen, just totally broken." And by the way, nothing makes Kyle happier than when someone is broken, okay? Because now she can totally pounce.
So Garcelle goes over to Erica, and Erica just keeps going, It's fine. And she's like, "But I wouldn't do anything to hurt you." "It's okay." So they hug, and Erica just keeps saying it's okay over and over. And Sutton's like, "You know, this reaction is a little bit much. And this isn't about Garcelle. This is about Erica and her problems." And then she starts doing her performance art hand motions that don't make any sense. So she gets her hand in like kind of claw mode, but then she puts out her palm and then she starts drawing a circle in her palm. She's like, "It makes me think that Erica, is Erica being honest with us?"
I also liked how during that moment, like right before she spoke, when Erica was like, it's okay, the camera sort of like, you see Sutton watching Erica and Garcelle in this moment, and Sutton has a full-on, you know, the off like a Pam moment from The Office. She just sort of like looking at the camera like, "Are y'all seeing this? This is crazy, right? Like, this right. This woman's a crook, right? We all see this, right?
Sutton is not buying this for 1 second.
No.
So Erica's like, "Well, ladies, I think I need to go home because I do have things to take care of." And Kyle's like, "Well, obviously we want you here because this is better than beating croquet balls in a park. So love it if you could stay." And Erica's like, "I appreciate the invitation, Kyle. I really do. Where would you like us to make your biggest snakes to take with you?"
"No. PK has taught me well."
You should put a M&M in your belly button before you get on the road. Works for PK every time.
Yeah, Kyle's like, so you're going home, like home LA or home in this general area, but you've never been to before. I just want to know where exactly you'll be.
Also, someone posted, Sashal Madia was saying that there was a clip of Erica in her La Quinta home getting all glammed up for Coachella. And I wish I could remember where I saw that. But yeah, so who knows what Erica's even talking about at this point. So Garcelle is just sitting there. And then Rinna and Kyle and Dorit all follow Erica out. So that leaves Garcelle, Sutton, and Crystal inside. So Sutton's like, yeah, okay, Garcelle. She's like, not really. Just, you didn't do anything wrong. So outside, Kyle's like, I'm so sorry for what happened, even though it's mostly been me causing it all day.
I know, even though I stoked the flames. And Rinna goes, well, we all know you're going to open up when you're ready on your own time. So why push it? Oh, that's convenient, Rinna. Rinna is all about creating a warm environment for people to open up about their issues. She's not going to confront you at all about anything. No.
Yep. So inside, Crystal's like, but she didn't hear her. Erica probably didn't even know because her pain was so... Okay, Crystal, but you needed to say that when Erica was in the room because you're saying it again now, but it doesn't count. It's like, are you still afraid to go against these girls? Or what's going on? So Garcelle's like, well, I do think it's interesting that we're the ones who are here and the three that have been friends the most are out there. I mean, that does seem a little divided.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem that interesting to me. I mean, to me, it seems like, well, they are the oldest friends. That actually to me, that tracks. I know Garcelle is like, I don't know what Garcelle was actually expecting in that moment for them all to stay. I don't know, but was she expecting them to console Garcelle or whatever? I think this is one of those rare instances where I have to say, you know, they are closer friends with Erica. They are do no longer know her longer. So it does make a little bit of sense to me that they walked her out. But that being said, of course, Team Garcelle.
Garcelle was just the one. Like, to me, Garcelle was the one who just got shat on, not Erica. Garcelle didn't do anything wrong. She brought up something that Erica had said herself, and then Erica threw a fit and made Garcelle look like a villain to the point where now they're going to question Garcelle as the villain.
That's what Garcelle did wrong, which is that she did not out soap opera the soap opera person, right? Like, she should have made herself the, she's an actress. She should know how to make herself the victim. In that moment, she should have had a rival tantrum, and then they could have a battle of tantrums, and then everyone would have been so confused as to what to do. But Garcelle,
Now she knows. Saying the reason that she said that was that it was weird is because she's the one who just got screamed and yelled at by some crazy person, and they're outside consoling the person who was
a monster.
The monster, right.
Who's involved in a criminal case. So then, now the women are back in, and Rinna's like, ah, I'm cold. I'm freezing. Oh, yes, that's so cold. So Sutton's like, well, we got to get back on our feet and pray for her and help her when we can. And by help her, I mean let's all have a meeting without her and make sure we can kick her out of the group before we all get dragged down into this vortex, okay?
Yeah, good for her, by the way. So Marina's like, well, I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. And I'm just so sad. I'm so sad that this happened.
That this moment happened.
Garcelle. I'm so sad that Garcelle did this to all of us.
I know.
Basically.
And Garcelle's like, if somebody would have said that that's the question that would push her over, you better fucking believe I wouldn't have asked that question. So then Rinna, of all people, Lisa Rinna, says, so why did you feel like you had to ask that in that moment? Lisa Rinna, the woman who said to Dorit at a restaurant, were people doing coke in your bathroom at your party? is now questioning why Garcelle asked had a very simple, basic, you know, comment amongst friends quietly. No.
You know what makes this even worse for Rinna is Rinna is completely putting Garcelle in a villain mode right now, in the villain role right now, and trying to turn everybody against her. It's like obvious what she's doing, right? We've all seen this show for years. And she was the one who said on her Instagram that it was producers meddling. So she knows that this was the producer's fault. Like, she knows it is, and she's still trying to pin it on Garcelle on camera, that's like an extra level of shitty.
Ronnie, that if on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the cast members are notorious for always misjudging where they think the audience loyalties will be. And I think, remember, I think these women think that the audience are going to be super pro Erica. So she's like banking on like, oh, they're going to hate Garcelle because Garcelle was anti Erica. So now she has to like, now she has to change it up and on social media, like exonerate Garcelle, you know, because they every season, they always pick the wrong side every of what the audience wants, which is actually one of the great genius parts of this franchise.
Right. So Garcelle's like, well, look, I thought she was sharing so much. I mean, when I came in, you guys said, oh, she's been sharing this, she's been sharing that. And Dorit goes, yes, but she did say she didn't want to talk about it. And Garcelle's like, no, she did not say that. And Dorit goes, oh, but she did say, oh, she said it to you, Crystal. Yes. And so Crystal's like, yeah, but Garcelle wasn't there. She's like, well, are we sure that that's even what she's upset about?
Investigator Dorit trying to get to the bottom of this. So then Garcelle's like, look, she's upset about a lot of things. It just comes out. I get it. So Garcelle and Crystal just like, they decide to leave, go back to their hotel room. And Dorit's like, well, I was literally just stress eating right now because this is so stressful. You know, you really learn so many things from your mate. You know, I learned stress eating from PK, and from me, he learns accents. I don't really know what he learns from me, but stress eating, that's what I've taken on.
So then Crystal and Garcelle are outside, and Garcelle's like, well, that's unfortunate because I feel like a lot of people aren't on my side. And Crystal says, well, I mean, sides are weird because there shouldn't really be sides. She goes, oh, but there are. That's how it is. Like, welcome season one, lady. Okay,
I know.
You're about to learn how this show works, right?
Yeah, and Garcelle's like, you know, I'm starting to sense that there's an inner circle in this group. I'm like, really, Garcelle? what was the indication of that? Like, how
they literally call themselves the Fox Force 5 or whatever it is on Twitter, like, or on Instagram.
The dream team.
So then Rinna is inside going, you know, I don't think it's... Who's she talking to? I guess the girl.
She's telling the girls.
I don't think it's our job to ask questions unless she wants to share it. I mean, if you've already been asking questions, you know. And then we see a clip of Garcelle asking if Erica was going to have to go to court and was he in the hospital, and you had no idea this was going on. And Rinna's like, yeah, you don't need to ask any more questions. That's too many. Rinna! Game starter!
The prime shit star for the past 6 years on this show, or however many years she's been on, who always, like, I mean, that's Rinna's best quality, right? Is that when things are getting dull, she'll just ask that question that just is so inappropriate at that moment, but it galvanizes it. And now she's acting like it's a crime to poke, ask some benign questions amongst friends, quote unquote friends, right? So then they start talking about Erica and how she had been waiting, you know, talk about like this reaction, and they're like, well, she was waiting for a transcript or something from Chicago.
Yeah, and I was going to say, because, and I'm sorry, I totally zoned out and forgot what I was going to say, but Kyle has been the one, like, she's telling Kyle this, and Kyle has been the one all day who's like, oh, really? A house? Well, let's see about that. I can look it up. I'm going to look up to see where this house is. Oh, so every time Erica walks into a room, Kyle's like, Erica! So what about Tom cheating? Do you think Tom has another family? Erica! Like, all day. And Rinna's like, well, yeah, people shouldn't be asking questions like that. Fucking yourself.
So then they're reading a headline about something, and there's a headline that says that there's an involuntary bankruptcy petition being filed. And Rinna's like, what does that mean? And then all the girls all at once go, involuntary.
Like, but what does it mean? But what does that mean?
Involuntary. So ultimately,
Dorit says, well, it means that in a divorce, she would expect to get 50%, but not that everything is going into bankruptcy, that Erica won't get her dime. Not a dime!
So then they're like, okay, well, there's not really anything else to talk about, so let's get dinner. So Kathy's like, oh, well, you know what's really good? Ruth's Chris. Yeah, they have sweet potato casserole, they have lobster mac and cheese, a baked potato, spinach, seared ahi tuna, barbecue shrimp, crab cakes, stuffed potatoes, onion rings, free shoes. You can just go there and get a free shoe. Just take it off someone's foot, tablecloths,
candles. So Rinna's just like making barf faces, and Sutton's doing it with her because she was just saying the sweet potato casserole. So she like made the barf face with Rinna. But then Rinna, every piece of food, Rinna's like,
why would you bring Sutton's food like, into this? Just because I said I was hungry for dinner doesn't mean you have to tell me about food.
Yeah, and Sutton's just like, well, I was talking about the sweet potato casserole, so So then Rinna is in a Gucci jumpsuit. She's like, I got this today. And, you know, it's like the getting ready for dinner and showing off expensive clothes part of the episode. And Kathy is with Sutton and she passes by her. And Sutton's like, Kathy, I'm going to do a dangle earring. Do you think that's going to work? And she's like, oh, looks adorable. But that necklace is a little daytime.
Which is just such an amazingly devastating Kathy Hilton blow, right? When she says that necklace is a little daytime, there's layers to that. That means, well, you just sort of look like a basic slut from 1992, but if you want to wear it, fine. So then we have Kyle Kyle trying to master the complicated art of getting ice into a glass. She's just like at her fridge and she's putting a glass in the dispenser and she's like, guys, I can't make the ice machine work. And all the ice is just like falling onto the floor.
To be fair, whoever is in charge of modern refrigerators is a real fucking asshole. I'll tell you that right now. They've changed the way refrigerators work, okay? Like now the my sister has one where you put the glass, okay, where you would think it pushes the little tab in and then water comes out, right?
Yeah.
So then you push it in to get ice, but no, oh no, no. That's what you push in to get ice. So then you press the water thing and then the water comes out a different spout and goes all over the floor. Oh, like you have to annoying. Know where to position the glass. Yeah.
I my previous fridge had a situation where you would go to get the ice and I would go, and you're like, okay. And so you do it again. You're like, you like do it like three more times. It sounds like it's trying to make ice, but there's no ice. So you do it like finally, like, okay, one more time. You do it. There's like an explosion of ice. It's like, here's all your ice. Here's all your ice right now. All your ice right now. And it just like explodes everywhere. But that being said, I am convinced that Kyle Richards' case, she just was like pressing the thing with her hand and had the glass just like next to it. I don't believe that this was the refrigerator's fault. I think this was user error.
So anyway, Dorit comes in dressed in some see-through outfit with like a thong and a bikini top or something, but it's like really fancy and sparkly. And Rinna's like, oh my God, Dorit, that's Gucci. That is fabulous. That is fabulous. And Kathy's like, why would you waste an outfit like that on a night with the girls? Because it's rented, Kathy. That shit was borrowed from some stylist. That's why. Oh, she's only got it for two more days.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. I didn't even think about that. So, Sun's like, nothing says girls not in like dancer goes to Vegas. I think I might be underdressed. And then just cuts back to Kyle still just spilling ice everywhere. Guys! It's just like a lot of gravity really works against her in that kitchen, you know? It's no wonder why she couldn't execute her perfect lasagna, you know? It's a lot of difficulties.
And Sutton is dressed like Cher from Clueless.
Which she is.
Kind of funny. Considering like where her storyline goes, it's really funny. So then Rinna and Sutton are talking, and Rinna's like, is that real? That bracelet? She goes, of course, it's vintage Cartier, Lisa Rinna. She's like, what? You are so fucking rich. I forget.
Thanks for the reminder. I will not go after you this season. Thank you. You are rich. You are rich. We're going to keep you on the good side. So Crystal and Garcelle arrive, and Rinna's like, ha! Look how good you all look. I'm just going to say it. Ah, cheers, huh? So they cheers. And then Kathy sneezes. She goes, oh, I'm just a little burry. I'm cold. A little burry.
And she sneezes, though. She's sitting right next to Dorit, okay? So Dorit's right here. And Kathy goes like this. She moves her hand to put it right in Dorit's face. And just goes...
I mean, what's the?
You're lucky you're rich, lady.
What's the point of being rich if you don't have people to sneeze on? Am I right? So, Kyle.
I didn't run out of toilet paper. I just ran out of Dorit during quarantine.
I ran out of poor people heads. So, so Kyle announces that she texted with Erica, and Garcelle's like, oh, I sent her a text also. And Kyle's like, you. I just choked on my Kyle impersonation, guys. Uttering the word Kyle made me choke. But Kyle's like, you sent her a text? And you could tell at that moment, there was like a tinge of jealousy that like Garcelle might have better access to Erica than Kyle does.
And Kyle's like, well, did she respond? And she goes, well, I didn't expect one. I just said, sorry, you know. And she tells us that she knows where she's coming from. So her conscience is clear. And Kyle goes, well, Next time she sees you, I mean, she's not going to be mean. She's not going to be a bitch. She's just not going to trust you. And that's just how it is. And she's like, fine. You know, she's in my opinion. And Garcelle's like, okay, but there's nothing I did intentionally. And Renee goes, wow, you know what? Is there anything you can own in it?
Why does she have to own anything in it? And Garcelle's like, excuse me? She's like, well, Garcelle needs to check herself as to why she does what she does. I mean, she throws little darts and people are like, ow. And we see a montage of Garcelle asking questions, just like basic questions. Some of them are passive aggressive, but it's also Garcelle being like, I'm on the show. I've got a job to do.
I don't think anything she did, any of these were bad at all. She mentioned that, well, we see why Rinna hates her ass, because she said, you know, why is it that every time Erica brings up being in Chicago, Rinna has to say, oh, I did that. I mean, that was true. Sorry you don't like being called out. Or yeah. When you talk about your daughter's body image and make her bulimia your storyline for the season, you're also going on Instagram and dancing her around in a thong.
Yeah.
Like, how does that? I think those are valid questions.
I think so, too. Ronnie, I'm so sorry. I have to go to the bathroom. This is like...
You do? Okay. Well, hi, everybody on Crappens On Demand. It's just me. Just what I've always wanted. Okay, so here's what's happening right now. Ben is looking at his own penis. What do you think about that? He's holding it. Pee's coming out of it. He's just staring at it. I don't want to think about it. Not that it's gross. I mean, we all have one, but... Well, not all of us. You might not have one. Okay, so here's what happens. Rin is like, you know what? This is not somebody who has your back. And that's what I'm trying to get Garcelle to take a little peek at. Just take a little peek at it, Garcelle. Take a peek. So she says again, is there any part in this that you can own, Garcelle? And she's like, absolutely not. So Garcelle tells us, you know, Rinna feels like I asked so many questions, but after seeing the way she treated Denise, I think that's a little hypocritical. And then we get Rinna's, Denise, have you said things about me that are negative? Did you say anything about Erica?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Ben, did you go number two?
It was not anything I could control, Ronnie.
Is it because we talked about cheese?
I don't know what happened, but like 5 minutes prior, I got that. I was like, what? And I was like, it's okay. I was like, I'll make it. And then I was like, this is not waiting for anyone. So, you know, I never want to leave a live recording. Were you just monologuing for 5 minutes here or?
Yeah, I just did the recap without you. Okay, so we're at the part where Ruth's Chris dinner has just arrived.
You really did do that?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not.
Hey, we're on a schedule here. We're on a schedule here.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe that.
Feel free to add anything. I just said what happened, basically.
Well, now I've got to find out where Ruth's Chris dinner is.
Garcelle has just said, basically refused to apologize, but then finally Rinna got her to say, you know, I guess that I overstepped. And Rinna's like, wow, okay, wow, you did it, you owned it, Garcelle. So then dinner comes, and Sutton and Garcelle talk a little bit about how they match, but Garcelle's still not in the mood, you know. So then they all sit down to have dinner. And Rinna's like, we gotta eat you guys! And is sitting there with a huge pile of macaroni and cheese on her plate, which I really wish they could focus on a little bit more on this show, because I don't buy that as much as I don't buy Erica's storyline. It's that huge heap of mac and cheese.
I still don't know where you are in this. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find mac and cheese in my notes desperately. But
Kathy,
what I do
says,
have...
did we forget to pay the heating bill? Where's the sweet potato?
Okay, where's the sweet potatoes? Now I know. I just needed to like anchor me with Kathy, okay?
With food. And Sutton says, is there anything that anyone would like while we're still behind the bar? And Kathy says, a glass. I really don't like drinking out of plastic. Yeah. Do ye?
And then Rinna's like, this is one of the best burgers I've ever had. One of the best burgers I've ever had. I'm not sure if I trust Rinna and her burger criticism or critiques or
I know, right?
Her Yelp reviews on burgers.
the lady who claims to eat a hot dog one time a year. And Kathy's like, well, I feel like we're missing someone. Yeah, it's Erica. No, someone else. Erica. No. The lady who was married to the really old person.
Erica.
Yeah, no, she had a house here, but she didn't know where she... What an idiot. Didn't know where her own house was.
Erica!
Yeah. So then Rinna's like, hey, let's play a game, okay? And so once again, we get the montage of games that go wrong, you know? And Rinna's like, she's like, I want to play a happy game. Let's play a happy game. And Crystal's like, is there any situation where you'd want to play a sad game?
And Kathy goes, oh, we'll get to those games. But also, Kathy kind of ruins Rinna's game, because this is the game where Rinna's like, hey, everybody, we should play a game. Garcelle, how do you feel about betraying Erica?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
You know that's what was coming, right? But instead, totally. Kathy goes, well, actually, did they start talking about this now, where she says...
Well, yeah, because Kyle starts laughing about how the night before they were joking about how
Confucius.
Confucius.
Right.
So so she's just like laughing about how, like, oh my God, you guys thought I was being racist. Ha 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 ha. And then Kathy goes, oh, well, she looks at Crystal and goes, well, I heard you had an issue with someone saying, I don't see color. You know, Michael Jackson and I grew up together, okay? And Michael said, Kathy, I don't see color. And I said, neither do we. I'm like, let's not, like, go to Michael Jackson as, like, our source for race relations. The guy literally made his skin white. I mean, come on, like, don't tell me he didn't see color.
Yeah, Michael was a good friend of mine. And Sutton's like, I'm going to stick to my cream spinach, okay? That's what I'll be doing over here. So Garcelle says, well, look, I know you understand. I know that you can see me as a mother and as a woman and as a friend. But if you don't see color, you don't see me. And Kathy is just kind of thinking that over. And Garcelle tells us, you know, Kathy saying she doesn't see color is her way of saying, I love everybody, but we've moved on from that. And now I need you to see my color. I'm a black woman. And that's what shows up before my intelligence and before my fashion. That walks into the room before anything else. And I need for you to see it.
Yeah. So then Kyle is trying to cover for Kathy and say, well, I think that what she's saying is that she sees everyone as equal, right? Equally less rich than she is, right? And Garcelle's like, but we're not equal. And Kathy goes, well, I think we are. Which is funny that Kathy Hilton, this super rich lady, is saying that we're all equal when she's like literally, literally like in like this top of this pyramid, right? So Dorit's like, well, what are we? Why aren't we all equal? Why aren't we all equal? And Garcelle's like, well, we're not treated equally as you are. And Garcelle, and she goes, does anyone here have adult children here? That you have to say, be careful if the cops pull you over because you might get shot. And they're all like, Kathy's like, well, I do have an adult child who, if you get pulled over, I say, be careful, you might get shot by the PAPS. Is that the same thing or no?
And they're like, no, never. And so she tells us how worried she is when her son gets pulled over. And Kyle's like, you know, we can all say we're equal, but I've never walked in Garcelle's shoes. And then Dorit. Yeah. And then enter Dorit. Oh, Dorit. My God.
Great moment for Dorit here.
Dorit's like, well, you know, I grew up in a family where you could never say you disliked someone or treat them differently. That's how I grew up. And Garcelle goes, okay, but just because you've grown up like that doesn't mean that that's how I've experienced life. And she goes, of course not. That's not at all what I'm saying. Do you have Chanel plates? I would never suggest that you did. I'll tell you that right now. I eat off of Gucci's ass, is what I'm saying. And so Crystal's like, well, I wish I grew up in a house where everybody was considered the same, because I grew up hearing that I had to protect myself because people are going to attack me and treat me badly. And, you know, in a lot of ways I was.
Yeah, and she talks about how, you know, her parents, like, people would make fun of her eyes, and her parents wouldn't engage because they were afraid of themselves of getting hurt, etc. And Kathy's like, well, you know, I just don't want to sit down with a four-year-old and point out to these like innocent little minds about all this stuff. And Garcelle's like, I agree, but if it's going to be, but I will say it to a four-year-old if he's black. And so now Dorit's like,
well, I've always said to my kids, you guys, it doesn't matter the color
color of a skin. We have a lot of people who work for us who are very multicultural. A lot of black, Hispanic, and Filipino. The truth is, anyone from any race can work in my household.
My God. She's like, most of the people my kids have loved are the most dark-skinned. And Garcelle's like, so, I mean.
It's Garcelle, I mean.
So are the only brown people at your house the help? And then there's a long pause. And Dorit's like, no! Why, my mother's best friend is black!
Like, she had to like go a generation up and then to the right. My mother's best friend.
You've been to my house. See, there's another black person. See, oh, I'm very diverse. God.
And so Garcelle goes, awesome.
Just want to clarify that.
The most awkward eyes. And so Dorit tells us, which is another reason Dorit is probably super pissed by the end of the season at Garcelle. And she's like, not only brown people work at my house, Garcelle has been to my house. She knows that. Did I ask her to bring me a tray of sushi? Sure, but it was as a friend.
It's what friends do. Friends work for you, right?
So Garcelle Garcelle at this point is like, I've had enough of this ridiculous conversation with these women right now. So she just sort of like puts a bow on it and says,
from a stone. Oh my God.
She just puts a bow on it and says, well, these are tough conversations to have. And we're just like, it's heavy. It's heavy. And Crystal says,
Rinna says, dark. Dark. Oh, I was like, oh my God.
She said dark. So Crystal goes, well, you said nice games were a dark game when this is the game. This is the game. He goes, I don't like this game. Let's talk about Scott Disick. I don't like this game.
Yeah. Weren't we going to blame Garcelle for some stuff? Come on, guys. So Kyle's like, okay, guys. Well, dinner's over. So can everyone do me a favor? Just rinse your plate off and put it in the dishwasher. That would make my life so much easier. And Dorit's like, ooh, Kyle, next time you host, could you get some help, please?
And Dorit's like,
Kyle, what kind of vacation is this? We dress for dinner, not for dishes.
So she's like really upset that they have to clean their dishes. And she's trying to say things like, all I'm saying is that, you know, we could all chip in and we could just have someone here who could do this for us.
Like it's a money thing.
Yeah, I know. It was so ridiculous.
So Kyle's like, oh, Jesus, you think I was asking her to detail my car? So Crystal and Garcelle get the hell out of there. Right. So Rinna's like, wow, you guys, it was hard today. I'm so sad Erica's not here. Yes, I missed her absence. I really felt her absence tonight. Erica never even says anything. What are you guys talking about?
Literally.
Erica's like nothing. like a house plant with fucking weave on. Talking about.
Yes. She literally contributes nothing to these scenes except, you know, lies about her marriage.
Oh, God. One thing I love about Tom, he's just so mentally aware, even at 81, and he loves me so much.
That's like every scene before this season. So now now Kyle is like, well, I guess it's time to be wacky. So let me tell everyone that Rinna shared that Harry has acrylic nails. They're like, what? And so then they get Harry to text a photo of him with his nails because he likes to play guitar. He doesn't like to use a pick. And so then he sends a picture where he's got acrylic nails and they like lose their shit. Like they've never seen a man with nails before. They're like, oh my God. Like Kyle is like, oh my God. Oh my.
Kyle is so beside herself. She goes, he's not, call People Magazine, he's going for the sexiest hand alive. And then she does this to us, which Kyle is so insecure about her hands. And, you know, like doing the razzle dazzle thing on TV. I was like, it's like the cast of Jurassic Park doing the opening number from Chicago. What is she doing?
Yeah.
So then in the morning, Garcelle comes out and they have some coffee. And talk about Erica. Does she text you back? And then at the main house, we are bloop, 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 bloop. And Kyle's like, Rinna, oh my God, it's the LA Times.
Yeah, the LA Times. So Crystal starts reading it, and they all are kind of reading it. And Kyle's doing her, like, she's like, it's bad. It's bad. Like, she, you know, she just wants to just like smile, like, oh my God, this is going to be so hilarious to dive into. So, Rinna's like, it's just too long.
It's going to take me. I just need bullet points. I need bullet points or Harry Hamlin to read it to me. It's too long.
Ah. Yeah, so this is like Housewives story reading hour. They read the article, and the little clips they put up are Tom stands accused of stealing millions of dollars from vulnerable clients, including Indonesian children orphaned by a plane crash and a burn victim in the Pacific Gas and Electric pipeline explosion. He's bristled at allegations that he diverted firm assets for lavish living, but his lawyers admitted in court this week that he has been unable to tell them what happened to the money.
Yeah, so this was a pretty big article. I remember reading it, and it was a long ass article, and it was very damning. I mean, this was like proper journalism. This was not Radar Online, as they say on this. And when you read this article, It is actually very, very bad, right?
And the part that gets to Erica, company officials noticed, as its chief executive officer would later write in a sworn affidavit, that very substantial sums denominated as loans were going from firm accounts to EJ Global LLC, the company set up for Jane's performing career. The amount transferred topped $20 million, according to the affidavit.
So now Sutton comes downstairs. She is raring to dive into this. She's like, good morning. And like, did you read it? She's like, oh, I read it. And not only did I read it, I became a lawyer overnight, and I will give you all the legal advice from here forward. All right. They use the word Ponzi scheme. Ponzi. Do you know what that is? Sauce with sushi. That's Ponzu, Kyle. That's Ponzu. Ponzi. And then Kyle's like, oh, they're taking Peter to pay for Paul. Taking Peter to pay for Paul. Sorry, that was my audition monologue that got me Little House on the Prairie. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Rena's like, let's think about when Madoff was going through this. This screams Ponzi. It screams it. Yeah, but was Ruth Madoff implicated in that whole thing? She goes, well, she wasn't implicated. She did not go to jail. But here's the tricky part. If Erica's business was in her name and she was accepting these funds, that's trouble. That is not good. And Carl's like, but what's going to happen to Erica? Oh, no, sorry, that's Rena. And Sutton's like, well, there's going to have to be some kind of reconciliation where she has to go to court. And if she did receive $20 million from that firm, that money should be going back to the victims. And so they're like, but where is the money? Is it frozen? Where is it? And Sutton thinks it's gone. And they're like, yeah, she's fucked, basically.
Yeah, and they just keep asking Sutton all the questions as if she as if she wrote the article.
Someone actually read it, you know?
Yeah. But that, I think they also know that Sutton has probably already called her lawyer to make sure that she is safe. And her lawyer was probably like, okay, here's the situation with Erica. This is what you have to know. And you're okay now, but you probably should stay away from her before you get drawn into this mess, right? Like, that's probably what happened. That's why she's talking so authoritatively. So then Garcelle's reading it, and she's like, I can't imagine every day you wake up and there's something new. I mean, it's hard. It's hard when people know stuff and they don't even know you, you know? And you know, she's saying, like, this is not a tabloid. This is the LA Times. And now she's like, oh, okay. So this is why she flipped out at me. She had to have known this article was coming out. And she flipped out at me. It could have happened to anyone. It could have happened to – they keep acting right, as if it was like a tree fell over on the street and crushed someone's car. Could have happened to anyone. Erica
Well,
Jane.
This is, yeah, Erica is obviously now, it seems obvious that she was just causing a big drama so she could leave and get the hell out of here and not have to explain this to anybody, right? So Dorit comes down and she's like, oh my God, Goyles, it's like he's been running his business like a Ponzi scheme. He comes in and punches a jukebox every morning, and money from plane crash victims just folds out and makes it rain all over him. Talk about jumping the shark, Richie Cunningham. This is terrible.
Dorit, no, it's not that. It's called a onesie scheme. It's where you put all your crimes into one thing and zip it up, and then it's cozy and adorable, and you go to sleep with your crimes.
It's like the little man from Lethal Weapon, very upset in the scheme. That's Joe Pesci. It doesn't even rhyme with Fonzie.
It doesn't even rhyme.
Or onesie. Come on.
It's like those schemes where it's running out of time, and the scheme's biological clock is going like this. It's like, no, Dorit, that's Marissa Tomei and my cousin Vinny. Just because we mentioned Joe Pesci,
So they start talking about the victims. Sutton's like, well, the Bowen victims and the orphans, it breaks me heart. And Sutton's like, yes, and burn victims, a group of women. And Rena's like, yes, you know, the hormone, because they got cancer because they took the certain hormone. And all of those women as well. Ah! And they're like, yeah, this is... really, really bad. And so Rinna's like, well, we all know it's terrible. We just all know that it's really, really terrible.
Yeah. And somewhere in the middle of this, because I got a little lost in my notes yet again, Kyle's like, if I have 20 million in my account, whether it was over 20 years or 1 year, that would be very strange. But then again, I also know where my homes are and I've been to them. I was like, oh, Kyle. Okay. Well, look who suddenly is having a turn of something.
Yeah. Kyle turned pretty quick. Yeah. Kyle turned pretty quick. Cause I figured she was going to be like on the Rinna train where she's just going to stick no matter what. Right. So Kathy says, well, do you think she knew about the article coming out? Yeah. And she's like, they're like, yeah, that's why she left, you know? And Sutton says, you know, I mean, how do you have a business and not know? And then we see the clips of Erica not knowing where her house is and stuff. And yeah. Rinna says, you know, well, here's what I think. Do you think Tom Girardi comes home and says, hey, how was your day? And then tells you all the cases he's working on. And, oh, by the way, I borrowed over here. And then I'm in trouble here and this and that. That's not happening with Tom. No, but this stuff was in the newspaper. This stuff has been in the papers for a long time. And you think that Erica fucking Girardi doesn't have a Google alert set up? I mean, Erica yeah. was, you know, subpoenaed. It's not like, I mean, give me a break. That's going a little far right now.
I believe it's totally reasonable to imagine that Tom was like, listen, I've got my guys. They're setting up the LLC, everything. You don't have to worry about it. You just focus on your art and what you're doing. And like, I'll take care of the business side. I believe 100% that that was probably the case. But at the same time, the money is in your account. And like, this is, you know, it seems like Erica didn't question anything in her marriage. Right. And it's just very annoying to have to reconcile that aspect with an image I felt like she was trying to put forward of like, I'm a boss bitch. I'm on top of everything. And it's like, oh, you just sort of went along with it for the ride, you know? And that's where I've said this a million times, but that's where I get frustrated. That's where I find it very annoying, like peddling one thing. But really, the reality was she was just very, very, it seems like she was very passive in this relationship.
No, not at all.
If we were to believe it on face value.
And I absolutely don't. And at this point, she's looking so bad just because of all of this. This entire season now leading up to this, it's so obvious what she's been trying to do. And it's so fucking gross, I think.
Yeah.
So Rinna's like, you know, I think she doesn't know anything. I mean, do you know how many times Harry's put a contract on the kitchen table and says, sign it? And I just do it. I mean, I sign everything, which I don't really believe from Rinna either, because Rinna's like Miss Business. She's always making all these business deals. And I don't think that that's true. So Sutton's like, well, I hate to be devil's advocate here. You know, maybe she didn't know, but if her name is on that LLC, she's responsible. And she's, you know, it's if this is her company and her name is on it, it's not good. She can go to jail. And yeah. She says, listen, we're wealthy women, okay? We have LLCs. Your attorney watches you sign it, which isn't necessarily always true.
That's not
But
true.
If the devil himself puts money in your LLC, you are responsible for that LLC.
Yeah. And so Dorit's like, she's like,
well, the picture being painted here is that there's no money, but they have a lavish lifestyle that they need to maintain. And by extension, that's Erica.
I mean, it's like, yes, but that's also part of just being on The Real Housewives. Let's be honest.
That's also Dorit's entire life. What is she talking about? They're constantly hopping around from houses that some investment company owns that they're friends with or whatever, that they're partnered with. I don't have any goddamn money either. And Dorit, you're next. And I actually like Dorit, but God, I can't wait.
I love Dorit.
I can't wait.
I love Dorit, despite her very problematic views on race relations and money.
Literally everything else on the show.
Everything else. Right.
But yeah, the Dorit stuff is going to be good. I mean, just that lady following them around on their vacation screaming, when are you going to pay my friend for his bikinis?
Yes. So after Dorit says it seems like they had no money and this was all a front. Then of course some very lucky editor over at Evolution got to do the montage of Erica with money. It's like, here's a ring. Oh, I bought. Look, this is a platypus I bought just for fun. Oh, it's a Lamborghini with a platypus. And here's a tiara that I bought for the platypus. I don't know where the platypus came from, but I've just decided to go with it. She just has an overindulgent platypus that she's spending all her money on.
Are we going to take the little platypus plane or the large platypus plane? Which plane do you want, Tom?
Everyone knows you gotta have a big plane for international, a little plane for domestic, and a little plane for the platypus.
And you know, people online being like, how can you be so mean to Erica? You know, reading these threads and like, she didn't. This is why people are so anti-Erica, because of clips like this, where it's just Erica going over the top, just bragging and throwing her money and just acting like a total asshole with her money. That's why, you know. So Kyle's like, well, I mean, this has been ever since we've known her, you know. So has this all just been a lie? And Sutton's like, Were we being duped? So then we get more Sutton Cirque du Soleil hands. She's like, I'm not sure what Erica fits this whole thing is, but I'm questioning it.
And Dorit is like,
you know, like a very healthy meal to PK, this is all a bit hard to swallow, okay? Because I've known her for 5 years. You've known her for 6 years. You've known her for 6 years. And Kathy's like, I don't know her.
She's, I don't know her at all. Keep my richness away from her richness.
And so Dorit says, you know, this seems a little unfair. Because of course we want to support Irko, but we're blindsided. It's like when she flashed her vagini in front of PK's face. Was it because she was being sexy? Or could she just not afford undies? That's the question I'm at now.
We don't know how to fill in the blanks or what questions to ask, but enough about the supermarket. Let's talk about Erica.
Yeah, so they say they're still worried about her because it's her freedom. It's her life at stake. And Kyle's like, okay, well, with her sharing all this new information with us about Tom's accident, the multiple affairs, now I'm like, what else is going on and what else are you keeping from us? And just be honest.
Just be honest. I was in Halloween.
Yeah. So then back home, they're all back home, and we get a really incredible Kyle hello on this one because she's saying hi to her dogs. And she's like,
yeah.
The best Kyle hello of the season, and we've had a lot of them.
Yeah. And then we have Crystal, like Rob helping Crystal out of the car, and he's like, how was it? And she goes, well, I'm not crying. He's like, well, that's a good thing. Almost as good as The Lion King.
It's like, I'm not crying, and that's how I gauge trips now. So then yeah, Boy George, of course, that messy ass, calls Erica.
He's
wearing an upside down tree planter as a hat. I'm not really sure what he's wearing. I hope he doesn't run into anything because he's going to poke his damn eyes out.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I've been reading all about Erica. Oh my God, what a sandstorm. And she's like,
well, it's sad to read about all these victims, these orphans and victims.
Orphans and widows.
No, widows who are victims.
And PK's like, well, listen now, babe, I know you're her friend, darling, but you can't support these allegations unless she promises you she didn't know. Which, you know, is PK's move.
I like that Erica would promise, I'm going to promise you I might have known. Oh, well, then we can't support her. Of course she's going to promise that she didn't know. What is she going to say?
Yeah. So then Boy George is like, well, you know what I think. Thank God it's not you, darling. So then we go over to Sutton giving her dog water. Of course, the office. One of those office jugs that's delivered. Yeah. And she's like, well, I read this article ad nauseum since I've been home. I mean, Erica probably knew more about this than she let on. And there is no way that we've all left this weekend not wondering what the consequences are for Erica and for us. And at first I was like, shut up, the consequence. Like, how does this affect me? But then I guess I can see it because, you know, they don't want to be called into court for years as witnesses and all this.
If you're super rich, the first order of business is to scatter. She's trying to figure out, like, how do I lean into my normal impulse, which is to get as far away from this toxic person with the notion that I am on a television show shooting with her. How do I do this properly? Right. So then Kyle's calling Dorit, and she's like, my mind is absolutely racing. Did you know that Ponzi was not a condiment? I'm still racing from that. Anyway.
I mean, what were we dumping our dumplings in? Anybody?
That's actually a question Kyle asks a lot. What was I dumping my, what was I putting my dumpling in last night? So she's just mayonnaise or gasoline. Guys, I didn't know. So Kyle's like, no, there is a thought that Erica maybe knew something and is covering for Tom, which is Kyle's way of saying she's fucking guilty. And I'm gonna use my Kyle ways to bring it out into light.
Well, Kyle's hedging her bets right now because she knows probably by this point that the audience is having a fit, right? Because they've been able to see this interview look that she's in right now is one of her new ones, meaning, and obviously just time, duh, the way time works. They all know this article comes out, so they've all seen the audience reaction. Right. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with clues and I'm like, literally there was a timestamp on the LA Times article, you idiot.
they saw the internet.
Magically. Kyle. So they know during these interviews that they're giving how the world is reacting to all of this news, and it's not good. And so this puts Kyle in a really weird place because Kyle is like, I want to stick by Erica. She's gone so hard for Erica all these years, and they've teamed up together to get everybody off that they don't like. So she doesn't want to be hated by the audience. So she's going to try and pull a, I'm against you in my interview, but I'm for you in person.
She is going to start pivoting. She's going to try to set Erica up in this whole situation where she is going to start to feel like she has been lied to. And therefore, while she did support Erica because she is a great friend, she also feels like Erica was not honest with her. And therefore, that justifies her now throwing Erica under the bus for the rest of the season, if possible. Right.
I don't think she's going to throw her that far under the bus. I mean, just judging by their Instagrams. I mean, Erica's birthday, it's like, oh my God, beautiful Erica. Happy birthday, honey pie, or whatever. So I think she's still trying to maintain the relationship for the popularity reasons or whatever. But I don't know. So it's going to be interesting to watch Kyle play this because she's the biggest phony baloney ever.
Listen, Kyle has played this right because she already got her free trip to Greece on the private plane. Okay, so she got everything she needed out of this relationship. She got a nice photo doing splits in the Grecian sunset. So she is hedging, but she is going to start pivoting towards the just be honest. I just feel like Erica, you're not honest with me. I'm a good friend. You should tell me.
So basically, she's talking to Dorit, and they don't know how to deal with this. But Sutton called, and she wants to have a meeting with everybody except for Erica.
A meeting?
You're going to the meeting?
So they go to, it's going to be at Dorit's house. And Dorit puts out like this whole spread, and there's like gingerbread cookies that Phoenix made. And Phoenix is like, but I made those. She was like, I know, Sugar Blossom, but that's why I'm serving it to the friends. You know that Phoenix was like, no, I made them for me, mother.
Well, I'm going to tell the girls that the little girl who keeps showing up at my house made them. Aren't you proud? Now go back home to wherever that is.
So Dorit's
talking to her assistant, Ashley. He's like, just looking at her like, what? She's like, Ashley, my girlfriend wanted to set up a meeting. And she said it's really urgent. And Ashley's like, okay. Well, we all meet at your house. And I said, okay, absolutely. I don't really know what's going to happen, but you know what? I think it's time we do it. And Ashley's like, Okay.
I'm your assistant. Just tell me and I'll make the calls.
So Rinna shows up. To me?
Rinna shows up with a gift. She has a Pantone, which has clearly made its rounds through all of Beverly Hills because there ain't no lady in Beverly Hills who's eating a morsel of Pantone. Is it Pantone? Panettone? But you know, it's been
regifted for like five Christmases in a row. It's all moldy.
Yeah, it is like perfectly preserved in like a huge amount of brandy, and it just gets passed around from household to household. Just like, I got you a Pantone, Pantene. No one's going to touch that thing, ever.
And Dorit goes, how do you say it, Pantone? Well, here's how you say it in Italian. Panettone! No, it's not. Dorit. So Crystal
Joe Pantaleone!
Dorit is so Dorit too. Crystal comes over and she goes, you, my dear, are going to get a Gucci glass. So thirsty. Nobody cares what kind of glass it is except poor people. Okay.
Except Teddy Mellencamp. Teddy Mellencamp. So then she was like, oh, well, you know, I just threw this all together with stuff I had in the fridge, which is lies because None of that stuff was in the fridge.
Right. And Rinna's like, there's not a casual bone in this girl's body. Okay.
Yeah.
So then Kyle, everybody basically comes over and Rinna's like, whoa. Last night, I had to put my phone downstairs, and I went to bed, and I woke up and came downstairs, and I was like, oh, normally I see all that stuff. It was crazy, Kyle.
Yep. And Kyle's like, I opened my Instagram, and Erica's posting pictures. So this was the big thing that happened on Instagram, where Erica posted, texts from Tom's mistress or whatever, which then later turns out they were from 2016. But, it was a whole sort of weird imbroglio. And she was just kind of like
2011. I don't even remember the year, but it was so far before. It was hilarious that she tried to get away with that. It's like posting pictures from some jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
And she's like, if it was anyone like photos knows that had like slut. The.
Yeah. It's like the fabric, the cloth over the photographer, and everyone has to stand still for 18 minutes. So yeah.
It's the little robot girl from that TV show, Vicky.
Vicky?
Vicky, the little robot girl. Just random stills
from Small Wonder.
Erica's like, yeah, if anybody knows this slut, Justice Trisha Bigelow, fuck her. People are like, what are you talking about? This is so old. So it was taken down. And of course, Rinna gets in there. Well, she said her divorce lawyer called in. That's why she took it down. And also because she's a big fat fucking liar, too, is why she took it down.
So then Kyle, of course, makes it about her. She goes, well, I just don't understand. Why hasn't she been more open with us? I mean, why hasn't she shared this with us? I don't know why she would post on Instagram right now, but I think so many people think that divorce is a hoax and she's letting people know it's not a hoax. I just don't know why she doesn't share it with us right now. I'm like, maybe it's because you're the biggest gossip there is on this show, Kyle.
Yes, because sharing it with you is going to ruin her life. Okay, that's why.
I like how I'm like angry that Erica's not upfront about her marriage, but then like when Kyle's like, why is she upfront? I'm like, that's because it's her business, Kyle.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to be with Erica on that at least. Like, why would you tell these idiots? What have they ever done good for anybody in all of these years, right? So Kyle's talking about it in the post, and the post was about this justice, and Garcelle's like, oh, I didn't see that. Oh my God. And then Garcelle's like, well, but wait, I asked her if there was a third party involved, and it's 4 weeks earlier. And Garcelle's telling Erica, well, I have a girlfriend who said that she's seen Tom at a restaurant with someone who's 60 years old and blonde. And Erica going, well, I don't know about that, but I guess it's possible.
Yeah, exactly. It's like way to be. It's like another example of Erica being a little, shifty with the truth there, right? So then, so now Sutton shows up.
Hear ye. I, Sutton Strack, have called this meeting to order for the sisters of Kappa Kappa Gamma and their friends. All right. I have reservations about what happened in La Quinta and what was said. I left La Quinta thinking something is amiss, and I'm sorry to be jumping into it, but I have to get it out there. I think that we are being placed in a bad position.
Ah! Rinna. Ah! She's so shocked. Well, I think that we've heard stories that, to me, do not add up. And I left yesterday concerned, and then I started thinking, and my alarms were going off. Red flags started flying. And I said, what have we gotten ourselves into? And
Garcelle's my like, old house. Oh, I thought you asked, what have you gotten yourselves to rent into? Okay, go on.
No, Kyle, we all know that Teddy made it so the alarm bells do not ring in that house in case anybody wants to come by and steal thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. Okay. So Garcelle's like, what are you saying? And Kyle says, it sounds like you're basically saying we don't believe you, Erica, and we think you're guilty. And it's like, well, I have questions. And I know this much. I'm not sure how much I want to be around my friend during this time. And they're like,
To be continued. So they're all shocked that she would say that, mainly because they can't believe anyone would not want to be close to Erica to get any sort of morsels of gossip. Like, who would do that? Who would separate themselves away from some hot tea, right?
Well, right. It's shitty because, rich people, like you were saying earlier, rich people scatter. So it's like if the wife gets a divorce from the rich Hollywood director who's been cheating on her, she gets totally shunned by everybody, which was also a television show with Deborah Messing from Will and Grace. And Judy Davis, which is pretty fun. But, they don't want to be that person. but this isn't really the same thing. It's like, well, you're not popular anymore, so we're not going to be friends. This is more like, you ripped off Orphans and Widows so you can make slutty yeah. videos, you know, of yourself rolling around on a bed, throwing yeah. money all over the place, you know? So, I don't know.
So, goodbye, Erica. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. Stay safe. Don't defraud anyone. And we'll be back on Monday with a whole new week of recaps. And until then, have a great one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Gets premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler. We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.